Welcome to Swingers, the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hooks. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content. Welcome to episode 12, Cumophiliac. Blush, what have we been up to this week?
Researching how to pronounce cumophiliac.
Yes, and researching all things cum-related. We've learned a few new things and we'll be letting you know. Like, I didn't realise there's a fetish for cumming on glasses.
No, but some of it funny, some of it horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? I think you got your own calendar, didn't you?
Yes, I got gifted a 12 Days of Christmas Love Honey calendar.
Mm-hmm. Is it just for her or is there... Male things in there.
I have not come across male specific things in there.
You are lucky.
You're really sore about this.
I'm really annoyed. I can't remember what day was it. Day two? No, it was day two.
Yeah.
Because for day one was the bullet, which I was very happy about, and tried to do a video with it on my nose, and I just thought I'll do it and see if it makes me sneeze. Absolutely sneeze. I thought I'm going to record this, and it just didn't happen again.
So I got the bullet in my one,
mm-hmm.
and it's very. Very good. Right.
And multi-speed as well.
It's multi-speed.
And rechargeable.
And it charges very quickly.
I know. And you can put it in your handbag and people will think it's a lipstick. But just don't pass it over to your nan. Let her put it on her lips.
Unless you spend your day with 70-year-olds, I don't think anyone is going to like think that that is a lipstick.
I know. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. But yeah, we've been going the calendar. We did a little live post. Quite fun. So yeah, it's mainly just been exploring new sex toys. But I really would like to have some feedback. I'm going to try it, obviously. I got a menthol tin of Pleasure Balm. Let us know if any of you used it and whether it's worth a try. So I'll be putting that on my list to do at some point.
Like I said, I reckon it's just the same as that shower gel you get, the mint one.
The tingly one.
The tingly one.
That it might burn. Don't use it too much.
Makes your fanny, like, really... tingly for hours afterwards. Not always in a good way. But if you go for a dry spell,
yeah.
Go get yourself some of that menthol shower gel.
Yeah. Tingles. So been up to anything else exciting? Obviously then researching cum fetishes.
Which is always fun.
Yeah.
Back for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a banging party at the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to play Pass the Parcel.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah, it was a very good party. Hosted by myself. I do run a good party.
You do indeed.
Yeah, it's been quite a busy one. But let's get into all things cum fetish. So what does cum, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it right, cumophiliac mean? So it's an extraordinary fetish for cum, apparently. Come on, Blush, tell us a little bit more about the cum fetish. I want to know some science.
I've been reading Men's Health, which is great, because now I've actually got a magazine to go to when I'm at the dental waiting room. None of that good housekeeping bullshit. So it's straight to Men's Health.
How to Please Your Wife, a.k.a. me.
Well, the title of this article was, What is a Cum Fetish? And it actually has some good statistics. So it says that 79% of men and 65.5% of women have had fantasies involving semen. There's something called a cum lube, which resembles cum.
Heard that. Yeah.
It's their second best-selling lube. I don't know what the best-selling lube is. I'm intrigued now.
I'd probably say it's like water-based one. I would have thought silicone ones. You can get silicone ones as well. But again, remember one are... advice with different lubes on the anal one. Research your lube before you get it. It can be dangerous.
People with cum fetishes or kinks are often attracted to certain properties of semen, such as the texture, taste, or sight.
Or amount. It's me.
If it's you. You are a full-on cum bunny, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is a term I learned not so long ago.
5 minutes.
For others, it may be related to the emotional connection and intimacy involved in sharing bodily fluids with a partner. It can also tap into several other fetishes as well, such as eroticism and sexual
degradation.
Yeah, that word.
Yeah, that word. That makes me like it. I know it makes me like it.
So it's an interesting read. If any of our listeners are next due at the dentist or doctor's waiting rooms, mm-hmm.
Grab Your Men's Health.
Grab Your Men's Health. Find out about some fetish.
Information about it.
So it goes on to talk about bukkakis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's that then?
Oh, bukkake.
Hmm.
Let's have a look. So there's cream pies, and then where someone ejaculates on the outside of the vulva, or a bukkake, where multiple people ejaculate on one person's face.
Mm. Yeah, so they actually do parties. They have events. I think I've seen some in London where you could just go to a party and they're normally all tested. And yeah.
Testing would be very important.
Very important. It is.
So I did play Cards of Humanity last Christmas, and my mum asked me what a bukkake was, and I've never felt so uncomfortable in my whole life.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
How did you explain that one to your mum?
I think I just pretended to pass out or die.
When men reach sexual peak, they might ejaculate some form of liquid from the end of their penis.
And then you get a group of them
that all do it at the same time.
On your face.
On your face.
No, I'm never going to explain that to my mother.
I found some interesting things. I'm not even too sure I can pronounce this. So it's C-O-H-G. Coke? Is it a coke?
Chog.
Which, it's a fetish involving glasses. So there's actually quite a big thing of coming, men coming on women's glasses.
I mean, safety goggles probably are advisable because getting cum in your eyes stings.
I would... Last time I had cum on my face, I opted for my glasses, my work glasses. I sit and use at my computer screen because, as I say, I pay for my eyelashes and I'm not going to have them clumped up. Like, don't get me wrong, I love cum on my face, but anywhere, or not in my hair, but
eyes. You like cum in your own face as well.
But yeah, I did the multiple times. But the cum thing, and so I've heard, I don't know whether this is true, but I've always been told it hurts your eyes because it's the same conditions as inside your vagina, because it's wet and it's warm. Obviously there's liquid along your eyes and that, and then they apparently the semen try to bury in. So I have had a cum in the eye before, quite a few times, and it always makes your eye really,
because it's trying to impregnate your eye,
basically. Yeah, they're like, oh, this is a big egg. get in. Oh. I'm not sure how true that is, so please do not take that. There's no science or fact to back that up. It is just what
people do. Cum facials and stuff, don't they? Like, yeah. It's supposed to be good for their skin,
apparently. I think that might just be something guys tell you so that they can come on your face. Definitely. Let's see if we can find some other things here. Let's have a look.
But I think the cum fetish isn't just about coming on someone. It's about swallowing it, licking it, playing with it.
I think with cum, there's just multiple things. There's literally, obviously, coming on the face, that's a big thing. Coming on glasses, which is a new one.
Apparently
on me.
A thing, yeah.
I did think it was a thing because it's like the whole naughty secretary look on your knees and all over the glasses. And again, it protects our eyes. It's inside the mouth.
Mm.
It's normally like on the tips. That's quite a big thing as well, I found.
Yeah.
In some sort of domination thing. People have done it in the hands before. On the feet, if you've got a foot fetish. And obviously inside, which is your standard sort of cream pie. And then I guess you've got anal... I don't know if you call it an anal pie.
An anal pie?
Anal pie, where guys like come in inside your ass.
Chocolate pie?
Because there's that thing where they like to see, you know, squeeze it out. So obviously that's another thing to do with it as well. So,
and on their back?
On the back.
We discovered this. It's called Supermanning That Hoe.
Supermanning That Hoe, apparently. I was informed by Blush. I don't know how she knows this and I don't know this. I'm shocked.
M&M taught it to me.
Oh.
So the guy comes on their back and then tends to wipe it off, but puts the bed sheet over them and lets it dry. And then when they wake up, it's like they've got a cape on.
Yummy. But
Superman.
So would you say you've got a cum fetish? How are you with swallowing cum?
I mean, I'm a pro, darling.
Obviously.
So unless I'm sort of seeing someone regularly and we've been tested, then I'm a condom girl anyway.
Yeah.
100%. I don't mind cum. I'm not really I'm not obsessed with it.
No.
I'm rude to spit. So
where have you had it though? You list all the all the places.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's I don't really like it in my face all that much, if I'm honest, just because now I'm really paranoid about my eyes.
I've had it up my nose before a few times. It's just, guys can't aim. They cannot
aim. Also, like, my hair, getting your hair, it's just, normally the tits is a good place to aim for, to be quite honest with you. I wouldn't say I've got a fetish as such.
No.
It is nice.
Do you enjoy the taste?
Dependable.
It does depend on the man. It definitely does depend on the man. I think apparently eating pineapple and your diet has a massive contribute towards it. And apparently eating pineapple does make it sweet.
I wouldn't say it's something that I would like want to keep drinking on a regular.
Yeah.
like it's fun at the time.
It actually contains calories as well.
Doesn't it?
Not that many, but every...
Look, I don't mind doing it. Just, it's not... If it was being served in a pub, it wouldn't be my go-to. I'll have a rum and coke. Thanks.
I'll have a shot of semen, please. Bit of salt, suck the lemon.
It's not really like... There's not really much of a taste, to be honest.
I think there is. And I think every guy tastes different and different consistency, different amount. Yeah. But I have got a cum fetish, massively cum fetish. So I have probably had cum everywhere, as I say, up the nose, in the eye, arse, tits, over the arse, probably up the back at some point, you know, just literally covered. And I love it. And my biggest thing with it as well is I love to have cum either in my mouth, and I will always swallow it. I don't spit it out. That's just rude.
It's rude.
It's rude. You know, and I think it's, yeah. Some people just don't like it. And fair play, if you don't like cum and you like, when you do spit it out, that's fine. But yeah, I swallow it like a trooper. And my biggest thing is having cum inside my vagina. So again, it is a massive thing of being tested, trusting that person, having one regular playmate or a couple that you know are not going to play elsewhere and risk your sexual health. So it's quite a risk with it as well. Because obviously then there's a pregnancy thing if you're doing unprotected sex. And that's a whole nother category, which I think we're going to cover at some point, was just breeding.
Oh, yeah. I got a message about this ages ago on...
I've had a few of them.
Yeah, on one of the sites inviting me to a breeding party and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I've had someone ask me if they could breed me. And I'm like, no, thank you.
It's a whole kink. And actually, I'd be really interested to speak to anyone who does have, like, has been to one of these parties or does have this kink, because I've got so many questions.
Yes. Well, maybe I'll put something on Fab and see if someone can... I don't think it'd take very long if someone would like to elaborate about their breeding fetish.
I don't know what it is. Just... Sounds bizarre. But we'll save it for another episode.
You don't want to get too much into it. So, but yeah, I love also with my bit of fetish, like obviously when it's inside me, my vagina, I like to have it fingered out and then fed to me. There is something hot about, especially when you've come as well. So it's your cum, it's their cum.
Are definitely the kinkiest person I know. Like, honestly, there's no every week.
Do you know what fish hooking is?
Yes, I've had a fish
hook. I've had been fish hooked many a time.
It just honestly, like, the gift that keeps on giving.
I know, that's it.
I did have, I don't tell a lot of people do the podcast, and one person I did tell, and he now thinks that which is fine, but he's like telling me all his deepest, darkest secrets. And he was messaging me saying, of course, how are you? Is it weird? So a lot of the questions I get, is it weird that I like? And one of them was, is it weird that I like cum play? And I was like, please elaborate, what does this mean? And he said he likes ejaculating on a woman and then he will, like, use his mouth to lick it up and transfer it into her mouth.
That is hot.
It's not something I'd heard of before. So
snowballing, that's another thing.
Is that what it is?
So snowballing is when, say, you come in a girl's mouth.
Yeah.
And then she'll kiss you and obviously then, like, pass it between your mouths. That's what it's called, snowballing.
I mean, I just reassured him that he wasn't weird because...
No,
it's weird.
It's not. I think it's hot. If a guy, especially, I do this on purpose most times I have cum in my mouth, is I will purposely kiss the guy. I'll get really offended if they don't kiss me. So I'll always make them, and I'll always stick my tongue in their mouth as well, because I'm just that way inclined.
Dirty, dirty bitch.
I am.
So back to men's health. They've also said that some activities that people may engage in to satisfy cum fetish can include watching or being watched while ejaculating. That's quite hot, actually. Consuming semen, cooking with semen.
That's just weird. I love cum, but I would not ice my fucking cupcakes in it. Put it in a stew.
What was one of those cupcakes?
I guess it's salty, so maybe rather than adding actual salt, you could just put a bit of semen in instead of.
Using it in beauty or ritual application, or incorporating semen into sexual acts. So, men's health, everybody. I'm just having them here. They've also, just looking down, next article is on everything about a sex swing and how to eat ass like a pro.
Right. Maybe we can do it, an ass eating thing.
Rimming.
At some point, rimming is a thing. Definitely one of my many kinks.
Rimming is definitely something I'd never heard of.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Yes.
Have you rimmed and been rimmed? That is the question.
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah, right in the beginning days of sexual liberation.
Oh, wow. I love that.
So, well, I don't know if I'm any good, but zero complaints.
Well, exactly. You're not a complaint.
I've never done it before. What the bloody hell I was doing?
Stick it in there. So part of our research into cum veg, I found some, I think we should end on a, you know, bit of a lighter note and talk about some other names for man juice.
Oh, there's so many.
Another one. So we've got some of the funny ones I've seen today is obviously Miracle Whip. It's quite funny. One you cringed at earlier was Love Mayonnaise.
Yeah, no.
Like mayonnaise that's been left out on the side, I think it's more like not actual mayonnaise. human glue. spunk, it's quite standard. Splodge.
Okay.
Salty glue. Love snot.
Oh.
Spooge. You said, what did you say was spooge earlier?
No, I thought spooging was like, or maybe it was splodging. It's definitely splodging. Something that's it's a kink.
This hasn't got an L, it's just spooge.
Spooge.
Hang on. Definition.
Fill me spooge. With your spooge.
Another term used to describe cum. So it's just another one.
Chism.
Butternut.
Butternut.
Pearl jam.
Oh.
Hog dog flavoured water. There's so many names for it. It's ridiculous. It's actually crazy.
There is not a sexy way to say semen, really, is there?
No, I just think you just call it cum.
Just cummy.
Man juice.
Just cummy me.
Man milk.
Oh, God.
Milking's a thing as well, I think. I think that's like
think
when you extract.
Just anything, I think.
No. I think it's when you actually you milk a man, you extract. Because maybe you have a cum fetish. You are a cum bunny, like me. And then you are just extracting the cum. So I think that is a definite thing. Snowballing.
Yeah.
You learned what that was today, didn't you? And what did I tell you that was?
That, oh God, I hate tests. Okay, that is where
the pressure.
It is. It's something about transferring it from one mouth to another mouth. Yeah. I can't remember which way round it goes.
Well, I guess it depends what partners you've got. You might have a man to man, to female.
True. So is it just passing cum?
I think it's passing semen from one mouth to another.
There we go.
Irregardless of your gender.
What do I win?
Yeah. What do you win? Oh, what can you win? I don't know. Maybe I'll give you a strawberry. I'll feed it to you. I can get maybe Tropical Island Boy, who is here again in the background, to feed it to you romantically in front of me. Then I'll get off on it.
There's no way she wouldn't get
off. Oh, yeah, I might stay and watch you two later. It's all right. Voyeurism, one of the next future topics coming up.
You didn't score very high on voyeurism in our test.
I did.
Did you?
I did. Exhibitionists and voyeurism were pretty up there with me. I am an exhibitionist and I like to watch.
No, you cannot watch.
But
you can't feed me a strawberry because they're nice strawberries.
I will stick one in your mouth, shoot. So this week's sexy story time, and it's not my turn this week, it is Blush's. And what are you going to read today?
Oh, I found a very interesting story. It was written by my co-host, One Gush.
Something I knocked up earlier, because we're just struggling for content, and we've got some exciting content next week, but I decided to go for something out of my head. And this is what I've come up with.
It's, I mean, it's beautiful. It's called Come Bunny.
Come Bunny.
My gosh. My gosh. She loved, no, adored the taste of cum. As he was pounding her hard and deep, she caught his gaze, their eyes locked, and she begged him to fill her pussy with his cum. Who was he to refuse this offer? And shot his load deep inside her.
Well done.
I got tingles.
Is that because you wrote it?
Yeah.
That's because I like
straight from your head.
I am her.
Paper.
I am her.
You are her. You are the cum bunny.
Well done.
Well done you.
Yeah. Well done you. I think you've turned me on. So hopefully you've turned on a few of the lessons. What about you, Tropical Island boy? You got a movement in your pants? Something standing to attention? A little bit of a throb?
He's
smiling, so I'm guessing he is slightly aroused. I'll leave the bit of paper and she can read it to you later. I'm nice like that.
Ooh, toy review.
So this week's toy review, we have been a bit slack on the old polls. I will put that my hands up to that because it's normally me who does the polls. So we haven't done one this week. So we've both had our calendars and we've both had the bullets. So I think we're going to talk it because I think it's underrated. And I think if I was going to go into a shop to buy a sex toy, I wouldn't automatically go for a bullet. I would go for something penis shirt sized, something maybe penis, so like, not consistency, what's textured. You know, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard, it's small. I don't know. I wouldn't go to buy one. But
I kind of like that this came with the hollowed dildo.
I'm just going to describe what I'm witnessing right now. And it's probably about the fifth time I've witnessed it tonight. So these Love Honey G-spot dildos, I guess you call them.
They're hollow.
They're hollow, and without the bullet in, there is an element of suction to them. So I'm currently sat opposite Gush with
Blush.
Oh, yeah.
I did this last week.
Opposite Blush. Gush is myself, and she has got her G-spot toy currently stuck to her head, so she's looking like a unicorn.
But you could literally sit on my face right now.
I could, but as I say, because of the suction, it goes in on the middle, so I don't know how much I'd enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's gone really thin, so...
Hey.
I'm not saying I'm very...
Long and thin.
Big down there.
Too far in.
I have had plenty of comments to say otherwise, but, yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy that as is right this minute. But, yeah, you look beautiful.
It's a funny little...
Oh, my God, you've just flung it off. And you actually have a circle now imprinted on your head. Turn around. It's bruising. I'm not going to lie. It looks purple.
You did say it's bruising.
Look at Tropical Island Boy. What colour is her head? Is it bruised?
It's not bruised.
It's blue. Don't stop doing it. You're giving yourself a lot. You've given yourself a love bite to your head right now. Good luck tomorrow. Good luck that one.
Blush, what did you do?
I didn't do nothing.
I walked into the door.
Disclaimer, I have nothing to do with this being stuck to your face. It's going down, but still you have a ring. You all done that on your own.
But I would say like 5 out of 5 for comedy value.
Yeah, comedy value. So obviously, you've used it. I've just played with the bullet on its own so far because I obviously opened mine tonight.
Oh, should we like play the bullet?
Yeah, there's multi-speed. It's rechargeable, which is always a winner because batteries are bloody expensive.
Ready?
This is one and it's full on rolling around in your hand. It has its own movement. So that is... Again, this is the next speed.
Ready?
Still rolling around your hand. And this is rolling around your hand at super speed. Like, it's just turning. It's absolutely turning. I'm not even going to touch yours because I know.
It's not been inside me.
Well, it looks a bit like it could do with a little wipe. Vegetable juice.
It's been inside that. Cut 10 off.
It's got other speeds. Isn't there 10 speeds to it?
Yeah.
Because it like pulsates and all sorts, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a little dream.
But again, back from our Anne Summers days, because we were both heavily involved in that, I put it on my nose and it did make me sneeze. So according to Love Honey, it's definitely an orgasm giver. So O rating?
I think 4.
4?
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting ranked quite high.
Yeah. And does it get the G-spot as it claims?
Yes.
Can it make you squirt? I can need to vouch for this, so I'll probably be the one that can vouch for this. So I will let you know in a future episode whether you can gush from it. If not, whether you know, come, maybe I'll do a scientific experiment and time myself again. That's always a winner. So yeah, 4 out of 5.
Next week's episode. It's going to be our season finale.
Season finale, ending with a bang. So it's going to be episode 13. And then we're going to have a little break for Christmas because we have lives and, you know, it's been pretty full on 13 solid weeks of this. And yeah, we'll probably come back sort of mid-Jan.
Yeah,
have a little break for season 2. But to end our podcast with a bang, we have someone very exciting joining us next week. And just a little teaser, and we will be adding some teasers on social media, is it's somebody that is one of the winners, so not even just someone that's entered, but one of the winners of this year's UK Fetish Awards. So
very exciting.
Very exciting times. So we can't wait to do that. But yeah.
Thanks. Have fun. Play safe. Yeah. Take care.
See you soon. Bye-bye.